Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
And thank you for tuning in to catch my drift here at Wham! Talk 1600. Glad to have you along on this beautiful Saturday afternoon. And we got a Michigan game today, Derek, right? 3:30?
Yep, it's 3:30 kickoff.
Penn State versus U of M. So I'm sure you people will enjoy it. And let's cross our fingers that U of M keeps up their winning streak, shall we say, and makes good on the day's events. So let's take care of a little business. Our sponsor this half hour is Thrivent Financial. If you have not been looking for the future and getting your, shall we say, business in order, make sure you go to a special retirement and estate strategy event put on by Thrivent Financial. That's Speaker Jeff Long, CFP FIC, financial consultant. He'll share strategies on how to accumulate and distribute money for retirement, how to pass on your money to your heirs or charities in a tax-wise manner, and increase the probability of investment success. This upcoming Thursday, September 29th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Wixom Public Library. That's out on Pontiac Trail, 49015 Pontiac Trail in Wixom. So make sure you get out there. You can call them, and I've got their number here. Hold on. 734-455-9272 to reserve your spot. You can also go to thrivent.com/find a workshop. So make sure you get out there and give those guys a call. 734-455-9272. It is a free event, and Thrivent Financial is a great group of people. Make sure you give them a call and check them out. Okay, so I was going to just jump into some talking about Hillary's aides all receiving immunity. But I want to talk. There was another shooting yesterday at the Washington Cascade Mall, Burlington, Washington, I think. And the first offs are they're saying it was Hispanic male. Well, the pictures are now coming out. I'm no expert, but it doesn't look like a Hispanic male to me. I've met a lot of Spanish people and Hispanic people in my lifetime, but I'm no expert. But it's odd that the media is oddly silent on this. They're not talking about it. They have not caught the individual. They have no leads on getting him. He's killed four women and a man out there. The man died overnight in the hospital. And they've got pictures of him walking into the mall without a gun. And then shortly thereafter, having security pictures of him with a rifle in the mall. So obviously this was a planned event. There must have been a gun somewhere planted in the mall for him to get hold of. And we'll have to just wait and see what the results are. But don't be surprised if the media drags their feet on this, because we do have a debate coming Monday night. And I'm sure they don't want to give Donald Trump any more help with his poll numbers at this point. So you never know. If you got a thought on the debate on Monday night, I'd love to hear from you. 734-822-1600. Give us a call and let us know if you think the debate is actually going to happen, if you think the debate is going to go good for Trump or bad for Trump. And I asked myself on Twitter the other day, I said, I wonder what the odds in Vegas are of old Hillary actually getting through the hour and a half debate, because some of the rules are there's no breaks. Right. There's no bathroom breaks. So I'm betting dollars to donuts that they're both probably going to be wearing Depends in case they have to go to the bathroom. Will Hillary be able to get through the pressure of an hour and a half debate, even though they're sitting down? I think that was the mistake Trump made. They should have made him stand for an hour and a half. But they didn't. They're going to be sitting down in chairs at some point and working their way through the debate. But let's jump into Hillary now. I'm no fan of Hillary. I think you know that. But how do you get away with running for presidency of the United States of America when you have five, count them now, five Clinton aides have now received immunity deals in the FBI probe concerning her emails and server? Cheryl Mills, Hillary Clinton's former chief of staff, also served as her lawyer during Hillary's deposition. talking with the FBI, has received an immunity deal. Two other State Department staffers, John Bentel and Heather Samuelson, were also given immunity agreements. And the latest one is this Brian Pagliano. Now, you've seen his picture. You've seen his name all over the internet. He's the one that has now been held in contempt of Congress because he refuses to show up to Congress and testify. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't the process of giving somebody immunity is that we're going to hold you immune from prosecution for anything you may have done illegally if you cooperate and speak and spill your guts, is basically what immunity is supposed to be for. If there's an attorney out there listening to the show, I'd love if I'm reading that wrong, if I'm not correct in that assumption, I'd like to have somebody call me and say, Gary, you're just wrong. Immunity means this. But why in God's name would the FBI, and it, James Comey, I know you don't listen to this show, but you do see the tweets because we tweet you all the time. And Twitter, you're getting hit very, very hard. And you've talked about some of the things you see on Twitter. Why, sir, would you give immunity to five people if they have not given you the information you wanted? That's what I want to know. Because once again, you're making the FBI look totally worthless and inept in doing so. And God forbid those poor guys at the FBI who are good, hardworking agents, they have to be mortified that people around the country are thinking, what the heck is wrong with our FBI? They can't hold people accountable. They can't get the information off of servers. Yeah, the Russians, so they say, and the hackers are certainly finding that information. Why can't our FBI? Why doesn't the FBI have the best hackers in the world? Why are we waiting for Anonymous and WikiLeaks and allegedly the Russians or the Chinese or the North Koreans or the Iranians, whoever else has already accessed Hillary Clinton's private server? Why can't the FBI get that same information? It's a question you have to ask yourself. Who's benefiting from Hillary Clinton's information being kept hidden from the American public? And when I see these people that are like, oh, it's the Russians, oh, it's the Russians, you know, I don't care if it is the Russians. It's a disgrace to the United States of America that we have to depend on Russian hackers to get the truth. And people want to complain about it and say, oh, those Russians are hacking us. That's a bad thing. Why are the people lying in Washington, D.C. to the American people? It's not the fact that it's been hacked. It's the fact that they got caught lying to us. The DNC with Bernie Sanders, the email servers, the IT department. Using bleach bit to hide emails and then pleading the fifth on it? Look, I'm hoping Donald Trump has some of these aces in his pocket for the Monday night debate. I really do, because, you know, she's going to try and make him look bad with the lawsuit against Trump University and things like that. Yeah, Chuck Woolery said it best. At least I don't have an indictment against my staff. At least nobody in the Trump staff is under indictment at this point or getting pleading the fifth and getting immunity deals from the federal government. It's an absolute disgrace. Dirk, let's go into a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about these tracks. We'll see you on the other side.
America may have issues. Someone once said of our country that we have tall buildings but short tempers, wide freeways but narrow viewpoints. We spend more but have less. We buy more but enjoy less. We have bigger houses but smaller families, more conveniences but less time. We drink too much, smoke too much, spend too recklessly, laugh too little, drive too fast, get too angry, stay up too late, get up too tired, read too little, watch TV too much, and pray too seldom. We talk too much, love too seldom, and hate too often. We've done larger things, but not better things. We've cleaned up the air, but polluted the soul. We've conquered the atom, but not our prejudice. We build more computers to hold more information, to produce more copies than ever, but we communicate less and less. We say, God bless America, yet there are things we can do to bless America. We can be good citizens, go to church, vote, be patriotic, salute the flag, sing the national anthem, show courtesy to all people, pay our taxes, respect the law, thank a police officer. And please don't park in handicapped parking places when you're not handicapped. I am Pastor Richard Dietering, bringing you a moment of clarity.
No shots, no drills, no pain. Got your attention? I'm talking about Dr. Michael Singleton, DDS, in Saline. He's been my family's dentist for almost 30 years, and that's a long time. If you're like most people, fear keeps you from going to the dentist. But now, with the Soleil laser technology, the latest in dentistry, there's no fear. That's right, with Dr. Singleton's Soleil laser, there's no fear in going to the dentist. I've seen it with my own eyes. It's truly amazing. So stop putting off a visit to the dentist and call Dr. Michael Singleton today at 734-429-7415 or stop by at 1081 North Ann Arbor Street in Saline, online at singletonsmiles.com. No shots, no drills, no pain.
Call Dr. Michael Singleton in Saline today at 734-429-7415. That's 734-429-7415.
The highest quality tractor in the U.S. and number one in customer satisfaction for 2015 and again in 2016 is LS Tractor, both awarded by EDA. This is Mark at Ashelman Equipment. We have a full line of LS four-wheel drive diesel tractor loaders ready to go. Forks, blades, tillers, plows, and mowers in stock, ready for all your projects. Subcompact to large farm, open or cab with heat and AC. Hydro transmissions make driving fun and easy for the whole family. Attachments are changed with just a pull of a lever. Highest quality, more features standard, 5-year warranty, free loader, and 1.59% financing qualifying. Ashelman Equipment in Whitmore Lake is at exit 50 on US 23, just north of Ann Arbor. Call 734-994-6000. That's 734-994-6000.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to Catch the Drift here at Wham! Talk 1600. And if you miss it live this afternoon, you can catch us in the evenings, Saturdays and Sundays, at rednationrising.us. Catch it on podcast there. So there you go. Let's take a call from Judge Judy Drake. Drake, welcome to the show. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, I'm out for a walk, so if the breeze catches up with me and it sounds staticky, just feel free to cut me off, and I have no qualms with that.
Well, walk your butt up here to the studio, dude. Get in here.
Hey, I just wanted to make a comment on the immunity deals, and I'm no expert by any means, but reading books on the mafia and figures like that over the years, in my partially dissolved brain, I think they often offer immunity to get these people to talk. So I'm no defender of James Comey by any means. I think he's a travesty what he did with Hillary Clinton. But perhaps it's a strategy to get these people to talk, because once you reach an immunity deal, I believe all of your rights to, quote, not incriminate yourself go away. And you have to, you know, you're subject to the perjury rules. You have to answer any question they ask you in a truthful way. And if you don't, you're going to go to jail. Or if you keep your mouth shut and you withhold an answer that they later prove that you knew about, that is contempt, you know, and perjury and everything else. So you put yourself, you waive all your rights to keep your mouth shut once you reach an immunity deal. It's for the most part the way I understand it. I could be wrong.
Right. So once again, then, if we've given five Clinton aides immunity deals, they should be singing like birds then, right? Is that your understanding?
Yes, and I think that's probably going to happen. And again, I have not followed any of this. I'm speaking in a theoretical general term at best with on this.
Okay, so hang tight with me, Drake, because I want you to hear this.
Sure.
This will make you happy, I think. You got track one ready there, Derek? This is Mr. Pagliano being held accountable, finally. Let's hope it's more than just words. Go ahead and play that for us.
Today, the committee will consider a resolution and report recommending Brian Pagliano be held in contempt of the House of Representatives. Subpoenas are not optional. Mr. Pagliano is a crucial fact witness in this committee's investigation of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server to conduct government business. Even though he worked at the State Department for almost 4 years, the agency has been only able to find a handful of emails. To clear up any ambiguity created by Mr. Pagliano's six lawyers about whether they would confirm service of the prior subpoenas, which they refused to do, we had the U.S. Marshals personally serve him. We scheduled the continuation of the earlier hearing for this morning, but once again, he failed to show. This committee cannot operate. It cannot perform its duty, nor can any committee of Congress, if subpoenas are ignored. So we are left with no choice but to consider this resolution, report recommending the House hold Mr. Pagliano in contempt of Congress.
All right. So, Drake, do you think he's going to end up getting jail time?
Yeah, I have no idea on that. I'm highly caffeinated right now, so I think I heard everything up until like the third word.
Yeah, well,
I'm totally teasing. Yeah, I mean, who knows? I would think though that in general, when you're held in contempt, they put your butt in jail until you start talking to get yourself out of contempt.
Yeah. Now, because it's Hillary Clinton, I have no doubt Mr. Pagliano is probably scared to death of becoming another number on the Clinton body count. That doesn't surprise me. I'm sure James Comey probably has that thought as well. You know, I you can't put anything past the Clintons, right?
Well, I don't know if I would go that far into all that, but I would think that if the director of the FBI is afraid of the Clinton mafia, then we got some real problems in this country, more than we realize.
Yeah, well, it wouldn't surprise me. I'll put my tinfoil hat on. I mean, that goes to here's another one that people should be asking questions. For 92, 93 days now, where is the wife of the Orlando shooter, Mateen, whatever his name is? His wife has been missing for 92 days. How does the FBI let her out of their sight, and now she's just gone? 92 days gone?
I'm sure she's in Pakistan being married off right now.
Or being suited up for an explosive device, one or the other. I tell you what, this is what should really drive people crazy. Well, you're in the wind, dude. I'm gonna let you go.
You know what? I see a little windbreaker here that I'm gonna walk over to. So bear with me. Give me about 10 seconds here.
I'm gonna count it down, man. Yeah, this is amazing that the United States of America can allow this. Did we lose him?
How's this?
Hey, that's much
better.
Yes, you're clear as a bell now, dude. Okay, so once again, the United States of America and the FBI look horrible. I mean, this is supposed to be the world's leading law enforcement agency, and things like this are happening. They can't get people to testify. They lose track of a woman who was the wife of a shooter that killed, 59 people? How is this even possible?
Well, you know, with some of the laws and rules and PC fear that we currently experience, you know, maybe they're thinking at best, if we follow her, then we're going to be accused of profiling and racism and everything else. And at worst, maybe they are just boneheaded, so boneheaded incompetent that, or maybe it's a combination of the two.
Yeah, well, it could be. It could be. Yeah, it's all
terrible.
All I can say is it's time for a change, folks, and that's one of the reasons I am on the Trump train. I know you're not yet, but I am. Here, let me ask before you go. Ted Cruz endorsing Donald Trump, it was a lukewarm endorsement, but he said he's voting. Does that do anything for you?
Well, listen, I've said this off the air. I'm highly skeptical of both candidates, and I know that doesn't win me any favors for traditionally what I consider my side of the equation, the GOP. But I agree that it's lukewarm at best and words only. I can't help but think back to Ted Cruz calling Donald Trump a pathological liar and a coward.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I know that was in the past, but those are words that he vehemently meant, and I don't think you can pretend that they never existed.
Yeah,
so that's about as far as I'm going to go with that.
Yeah, and that and the fact that Ted's going to be running a tight Senate race, a primary race, because there are people like Rick Perry looking to unseat him. So you know, I don't know. Hey, it's better than nothing, I guess. Right, a little late, but better than nothing.
And I sympathize with the whole otherwise you get Hillary argument. I totally get that. So, The only way I'm going to get total resolution and clarification on this whole presidential politics, all the way down to the issues of contempt of court and immunity, is by consulting my new hero that I discovered last week with you, Lil Wayne.
There you go. There you go. You got to love Lil. Did you buy the album yet?
I have not. You and I went online and listened to one of his latest songs on YouTube, and I'll be honest with you. I thought he's horrible. There's no way I can listen to that kind of music ever.
But you like the lyrics, dude. They were positive and uplifting, right?
They were kind of positive, but it was that monotonous rap.
Guys our age don't listen to rap. It's that simple. Unless it's Tupac.
It's hard to understand the words, and it's that monotonous, never-ending tone. And the only words you really kind of do here are the four-letter ones. So it's, I don't know. I you're right. It's got to be an age thing. There's no way I can listen to that stuff ever.
That's true. Well, dude, make sure you get your butt back in here. We miss you on the show and love to have you back in.
Well, I appreciate that, Gary. You take care.
All right. Take care, Drake. We'll see you. Bye. Derek, we got time to get Mike in. And Mike from Ann Arbor. Good to hear from you, man. I was thinking about calling you earlier today.
Oh, you were?
I was.
Oh, geez. That's great. I was out.
Well, I'm glad I did it then. How's that? What do you got, Mike?
Well, I wanted to say what Brandon was saying. Basically, he's correct. And one of the reasons that they give immunity is because they can catch a person, for instance, if they are lying. Anything they say once they've been given immunity, they are subject to having that immunity dropped. They are subject to criminal prosecution. The only thing that I can think of why these people for the Clintons would not want to testify is they're afraid of ending up strung out over a cannon in Fort Marcy Park. And that's what's happened to a lot of the people that have crossed the Clintons. You know, the Clintons are not somebody that you want to cross, basically. They'll wipe you out.
Yeah. And that's not just empty rhetoric. You know, if you do just Google up the Clinton body count, folks, and you'll see it. I mean, it's 90 strong, I think. I heard Theron was talking. I think he did a whole show on it. It's like 90 strong, right?
Basically, what the Clintons have is they have their own cemetery. Okay. And as far as Cruz is concerned, you know, my wife keeps getting emails from Cruz asking for money and things like this. Cruz is a Johnny come lately. It's too late. Basically, he is dead as a political entity in the future. I don't think he can be elected dog catcher in the state of Texas. The man is politically committed suicide. Now for him to come out and say, well, gee, I will vote for Donald Trump, gee, thanks a lot.
Yeah. The only thing it really does is it takes any of those never-Trumpers who were Cruz fanatics and makes them look silly now, because you can't be a Cruz crew, right, one of those fans of the Cruz crew, and still say, I'm not voting for Trump, because you know what? Your own guy is now saying, hey, it's the ultimate, we have to do this to not have Hillary. So if Cruz is saying it, this really should take a very big percentage of whatever Cruz crew was left and get them on the Trump train, I would hope, if common sense would tell you that.
Well,
right?
let me tell you one thing. One of the big guys that was a Cruz supporter was Mr. Glenn Beck. Mr. Glenn Beck is going down the toilet nationally. He's losing stations. He's losing sponsors. And this is one of the things. This was a man who was vehemently against Donald Trump. He was basically out of the ballpark. And Cruz was with him. And they're both now paying the price. And those that are now joining the Trump campaign, you're welcome. We wish you'd have done it earlier. But I think they're seeing the handwriting in the wall, and the handwriting in the wall is this country is ready for a real change. And I don't care what you call Donald Trump. I call him a nationalist, and there is nothing wrong with being a nationalist. I'm sick and tired of the people saying, well, you know, we've got the Constitution. Your Constitution is gone unless you've got somebody who's going to fight for the rights of this country. And the only person that I see fighting for the rights of this country is Donald Trump.
Yeah, dead on. Dead on. Okay. Yeah, great, Mike. Appreciate the call.
Well, Wisconsin, what's the score in Michigan State, Wisconsin?
Derek, do you know? He doesn't know either. He's not. He's working. I've got him working here. He works his butt off over across the glass.
Does he really?
Yeah, he does.
Oh, gee. I thought he had a cop there and just slept all the time. Okay, have a good one.
Thanks, bye-bye. Mike. We'll talk to you. And bye-bye. The rest of you, we'll see you on the other side of the break.
People are always on the move, driving to work, hauling the kids to practice. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for intelligent conversation with hosts like Joe Pags, Glenn Beck, Theron X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600 and whamradio.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pat O'Neill. Police in Washington State searching for answers and a suspect. A man walked into the Macy's at Cascade Mall in Burlington and opened fire, killing five people.
Burlington Mayor Steve Sexton sending condolences to families of the victims.
The city of Burlington has probably changed forever, but I don't think our way of life needs to change.
The FBI is on hand, and they're saying this does not look like an act of terrorism.
Fox's Jill Nadeau. Yahoo facing lawsuits after admitting to a security breach this week affecting a half billion users.
San Diego attorney David Casey Jr. is representing at least two people in a class action suit against Yahoo.
This took 2 years for them to find, and so for 2 years, people had their private information out there.
He says they are seeking compensation, but also changes to privacy protection. His clients experienced financial issues and didn't understand why their accounts were being accessed.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Russian hackers suspected of being behind the breach. Fox News. We report. You decide.
This is Mark with Ashelman Equipment. Need help with your property maintenance? Ashelman Equipment has LS tractor loaders ready to go. Power steering and hydro transmissions make driving fun and easy for the whole family. Want to stay out of the weather? Cab tractors with heat and AC in stock. Buckets, forks, snow blades are changed with just a pull of a lever. LS Tractor is the highest quality tractor in the U.S. and number one in customer satisfaction. Awarded by EDA for 2015 and again in 2016. Highest quality, more features standard, 5-year warranty, free loader, and 1.59% financing qualifying. Ashelman Equipment in Whitmore Lake is at exit 50 on US 23, just north of Ann Arbor. Call 734-994-6000. That's 734-994-6000.
Pictures Plus and the Westgate Shopping Center on West Stadium Boulevard in Ann Arbor will frame it upright. They offer huge discounts on all types of picture framing, dry mounting, and matting. And they do acid-free preservation framing and shadow boxing. Pictures Plus for any framing you need for the home or the office. Call them today, 734-741-1900. That's Pictures Plus and the Westgate Shopping Center on West Stadium Boulevard in Ann Arbor, 734-741-1900. Or visit them online, picturesplusonline.com.
Greasy Skillet. Greasy Skillet. Greasy Skillet.
Howdy, dear hearts. This is Radio John D., and I'd be mightily obliged to you for tuning in to my show, Greasy Skillet. We'll take the first exit off that top 40 interstate in favor of the two lanes, back roads, wagon ruts, and dog trots in search of the forgotten and overlooked roots music of America and beyond. Bring along the whole family and stay a spell, won't you?
Greasy Skillet, Saturday nights at 8 on Wham! You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And thank you for tuning in to Catch My Drift here at Wham! Talk 1600. And you can call in on any of these subjects, 734-822-1600. Love to have you call in. Our sponsor this half hour will be Burroughs Roadhouse out on Brighton Road. That's 5311 Brighton Road. That's West Brighton, like we like to call it, West Brighton. Sundays, they have a brunch from 10 to 2. Mondays, they have $6 burger and a brew, which is really good. Their burgers are great out there. Make sure you get out there. Wednesdays, pizza night. Friday is a prime rib special. And they do bands. The 29th, there's a band out there called Crossroads. They're good. And get out there while the weather is still nice. They have a giant patio. There's some coupons in the Current. If you don't get the Current, you can go to currentonline.com. That's CourantOnline.com, and print off that copy, that page. It's page 10 in the September Current. But you can call them 810-227-6000. That's 810-227-6000, and they're open daily at 11 a.m. So that's Burroughs Roadhouse out in West Brighton there, Brighton, Michigan. Okay, so we're talking a little bit about the Clinton immunity deals, and we've got Ed calling in from Ypsilanti. Ed, welcome to the show.
Hey, buddy.
What's going on?
I was listening to you and Brandon earlier, and, you know, I was Googling the immunity thing, you know, the immunity deal. And basically it appears that Cheryl Mills and a couple others, unlike Brian Pagliano, were given limited immunity, which basically means it doesn't apply to what they say in front of Congress, doesn't apply to what they say in front of the press. It only applied to what they said in that investigation. And I think the point was to go higher than they were. Now, frankly, I would have loved to have seen somebody turn on Cheryl Mills and get her indicted. But if you're going to work your way up the food chain in investigation, that's what the whole immunity thing is about, you know?
Okay. So you think this is just a step, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, it sounds very intriguing. Well, why were they given immunity if nothing was done with that information? And yet it seems like the point was to get more information out of them, whether they cooperated or not. Till I see the transcripts, you know, I'm not going to know.
Right.
You know,
right.
what their reaction was. It'd be interesting if they were given information, like Pagliano still didn't talk. Of course, he didn't show up. They were right in front of the investigators, I imagine, when they were given the immunity. How Pagliano took a walk, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the function of U.S. Marshals to chase him down and bring him before Congress. You know,
you would think. You would think that they would drag him in chains if they had to get him. I mean, this has been going on for a long, long time. You know what I mean? It seems like a long, long time. Maybe it's not, but I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a detective. I'm not any of those things, but it sure seems like it's dragging out. And it kind of makes you wonder, you know, put your tinfoil hat on. Are we dragging this out to get past the election so that Hillary can become president? I don't know. You know, it just seems like a long time to me, and I'd like to have this information available. And you would think the FBI would push it rather than drag their feet. But if something's going on at the FBI and they're not as honest as they should be, maybe that's why it's happening. I don't know. I'm just saying. I could be completely wrong.
Hey, you know, Mike was talking about Cruz.
Yeah.
And it was kind of interesting. My wife texted me while I was at work yesterday with the news about Cruz, and she was all excited about it. So this is a great thing, you know. And then she wondered in her text what Theron's reaction would be to it, and I knew what Linda's would be, and I mentioned to Linda today on her show that I think there are three strains of thought or three groups of people concerning this news, and one of them is those who are really, you know, true supporters and thrilled that he's come around like this and good for him, and then there are those who basically put, you know, they'll never forgive Cruz, and I think Mike might fit into that group. And there's others who just don't care. And at this point, I'm one of the ones who doesn't care.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate what he did. It's nice he came around. And Mike might be right. This might be the end of him politically.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect me anymore.
Yeah. Well, he did the right thing for whatever reason. Is he doing it because he's in a tough senatorial race? Is he doing it because he thinks it's finally the right thing? Is he doing it? He's saying he's doing it because he knows the alternative Hillary is not acceptable, which is what I've been saying all along, you know.
Right.
So hopefully he's on board. Hopefully that does have some positive effect for some of the Cruz people to finally jump on board with Trump. I don't know. All we can do is hope for the best, you know what I mean? But it's better than nothing, right? Right.
Yeah, and I think some of his rationale was, hey, they attacked Heidi, he attacked my dad, and now Heidi has forgiven him, my dad has forgiven him, well, then who am I to hold a grudge?
Right.
I like that. And then we got to protect the Supreme Court. You know?
Yeah, well, there you go.
Good. I hope it's all good.
Yeah,
and not just political the way that the left is trying to make it sound.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right.
Rights.
You know, for me, that was the biggest strong point for me was that, you know what, Ted Cruz, if you are a big supporter of the Constitution, you should know what's at stake, and you should have been on board with Trump as soon as you knew you couldn't win. It's that simple. You should, if you care about the Constitution, if you think you're the most constitutionally minded person in Washington, you should have been on board with Trump as soon as you knew that you could not win. You know, it's that simple.
But I put myself in his shoes, though. How would I have reacted to those personal attacks on my father and my wife?
Yeah, you know what? It's politics.
So I can understand it's politics. It took them a while to get over it.
Yeah, this is the dirtiest of dirty jobs. It's that simple. I ask Mike Rowe. I think he would tell you. You know, it's not the sewer guy. It's politics. This is the dirtiest of the dirty of the dirty. It is. And nobody, it's, you know, I always still call township politics the armpit of politics. But national politics are just ugly. It doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat, a Republican, or an independent. You know, it's that simple.
Yeah. Well, you have a great day, man.
Thanks, Ed. Appreciate the call. Take care. Let's take a call from Jimmy on line two. Jimmy, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing? I'm 32-6 Wisconsin, just in case anybody wants to know.
Well, thank you for the update.
Yeah, it's looking bad. Anyway, but yeah, you're right. Politics is a knife fight in a dirty bar. It is a nasty, nasty business. And, you know, I got to stand up for anybody that doesn't want to vote for Trump. I really do. If you don't want to vote for him, don't. You know, I mean, if that's the way you feel, fine. You know, when I stood against Romney and McCain and even George Bush a few years ago, I didn't vote for any of those people. This is the first Republican I'm going to vote for in 12 years in Donald Trump. And, you know, it is what it is. If you can't vote for that person, then don't. But I don't think you should use your platform to go out and beat the drum and tell everybody they're going to go to hell or wherever it is that they're going to, you know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
like
I mean,
some people do.
It's still a free country. You're entitled. But you know what? There's always a consequence for your actions. That's why I tell people, you know, hey, if you don't support Trump, then it is what it is. You know, if you end up with Hillary, then it will eventually be part of your responsibility for that to have happened. I mean, we have Barack Obama for this last 4 years here because of why? 5 million people who either stayed home or voted independent or didn't vote for Romney because they thought he was bad. And he may not have been more than 0.5% better than Barack Obama. But you know what? We have Barack Obama because a number of people did not support Romney.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, there were a good number of us out there that voted, you know, the way that we did. And you know, so I don't hold anything against anybody. But I never went out and beat on anybody for wanting to vote for. I mean, if you wanted to vote for Barack Obama in the last election, I didn't get mad at you or anything. I didn't care. I mean, that was your prerogative. There was no way I was going to change your mind anyway. Just like I can't change anybody's mind that's going to run for Hillary, going to vote for Hillary Clinton. Go ahead.
Right.
You know, you're welcome to it. That's what happens in that voting booth is your business.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've got liberal. Else. You know, you're like me, Jim, and we've got liberal friends. I don't hold that against them. I think they're crazy as all get out, but you know what? I don't hold it against them. I'll still have a beer with them. I'll still joke and laugh about it. There's more to life than just the politics, but people need to understand that there's a consequence to your actions in this election. This is an election about survival.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely, and it's about the Supreme Court. It's about justice. It really is. I mean, a lot of these things that are happening, Charlotte, what have you, these things wouldn't happen if the Justice Department worked the way that it was supposed to.
Well, that's exactly right. And thanks for bringing that up, Jimmy, because listen to this. So this has been brought up a couple of times, and Matt was talking a little bit about it in his show this last hour. But 70% of the people arrested in Charlotte were out-of-staters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Out-of-staters.
Yep.
They are breaking federal law. Okay, and I'm going to read you the law, right? It's called
you're crossing state lines to incite a riot.
Yes, it's the Anti-Riot Act, all right? And the act states this: whoever travels in the intrastate, right, interstate or foreign commerce, or uses any facilities of interstate or foreign commerce, or uses any facility, including but not limited to mail, telegraph, telephone, radio, and television, with intent to A, incite a riot, B, organize, promote, encourage, participate in, or carry on a riot, or commit any act of violence in furtherance of a riot, or to aid or abet any person in inciting or participating. It goes on and on. This person shall be fined not more than $10,000 or imprisoned not more than 5 years or both. All right. So my question is, Loretta Lynch, you have clear violations here. These are people who they didn't go on the first day, so they weren't didn't just happen to be there. They went up on the second, especially second or third day. If you were arrested, you were there with intent. You crossed state lines to participate in this violence. You should be arrested and given up to 5 years in jail and up to a $10,000 fine. But Loretta Lynch will not enforce this. Like everything else the Obama administration doing, they will selectively enforce only what they choose to. And that's just wrong. Yet the executive branch's job is to enforce the law, not make the laws and not selectively choose which laws. You're supposed to go after it and enforce it. And this is a clear, if they enforced it on this one, we'd stop this. You know what I mean? People need to be held accountable.
There's also the RICO Act. And you could go after George Soros for funding all of this stuff.
Absolutely.
So why are you even, and I think that is why a lot of these globalist pigs fear Trump very much, because he's going to go after a lot of these people and shut some of this stuff down.
I hope so.
He's not going to care what people do that are from the city of Charlotte. Let the state and the city and the local government deal with that. You cross state lines, you do this, you do that, I'm coming after you.
Yeah, as they should. I would love to see someone arrest Soros and deport him to Russia and let Putin deal with him. You know what I mean? I'm sure George Soros' punishment in Russia will be far and beyond anything we could ever do to him or even waste our money trying to investigate him. Just give him to Putin and let things fall where they may.
Yeah, that would be the cherry on the top of the sundae, I guess.
Yeah. So, hey, let me ask you, Jimmy, the debate's Monday night. You got any prediction?
No, I'm just going to let it play out. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know. I don't know if I believe all the stories, and all this conspiracy nonsense. We'll just have to see what happens.
Right.
And I think that Trump is probably going to do pretty well against her because she can't remember her lies. Very well.
Well, yeah, you know what? When you have lies upon lies upon lies, it gets very twisted to try and remember all that stuff. Well, I'll tell you what, let me give a little plug here, Jimmy. So Monday night is the debate. There's an All-American debate crawl. It's a presidential debate crawl, and it's going to start at Buffalo Wild Wings in Novi, September 26th. That's Monday from 7 to 9. Free wings and a cash bar. So people will get together, eat some wings, watch the debate, and then they're going to crawl across the street to join other fellow Republicans and go to the Imagine Theater to actually watch them. That's from 9 to 10:30. So it's a free event, includes popcorn and prizes, and you can then crawl into the IHOP afterward for coffee and dessert. So if you got any questions on that, I don't have a phone number here for it, but it's the guys from the Walled Lake Trump office. And I went there the other day. I want to thank those guys for giving me a bunch of signs, and I got them up. And if you need something, get hold of those guys. They're on Pontiac Trail above the barbershop there in Walled Lake. So check it out.
All right. Well, I will do that.
All right.
Thank you very much. And you have a good day.
You too, Jimmy. Take care. Okay, we're going to go into a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about some email disclosures. We'll see you on the other side.
Everybody needs some time to just turn on the radio and rock. You'll love the Roan Saturday Night Rockin' Rhythm Review. It all gets underway at 4 p.m. with the Saturday edition of the Bone Conduction Music Show. From 6 to 8, get hip to Fast Eddie, spinning the classics on Eddie's Caravan. At 8 o'clock, we explore America's roots music with Radio John D. and the Greasy Skillet. From 10 to midnight, it's Dan Martin bringing you the finest music from the United Kingdom on London Calling. At midnight, DJ Del Villarreal wraps things up with his Rockabilly Fest, Go Cat Go. Theron's Saturday Night Rockin' Rhythm Review. It all starts at 4 p.m. Saturday, only on the musical side of Wham! Of Wham!
Join Jeff Long, CFP FIC financial consultant, as he shares strategies on how to accumulate and distribute money for your retirement. Pass on money to your heirs and charities in a tax-wise manner and increase the overall probability of investment success. Thrivent Financial is hosting three free workshops to be held on Monday, September 19th from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at the Novi Public Library. Tuesday, September 20th from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. at the Salem South Lyon District Library. And Thursday, September 29th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Wixom Public Library. Call 734-455-9272. That's 734-455-9272. Or email Huron Valley Group at Thrivent.com to reserve your space. You can also register online at Thrivent.com/find a workshop.
Littlefield & Sons Furniture Service at 251 Jackson Plaza Drive in Ann Arbor are the premier furniture refinishing experts. They strip, refinish, and repair all types of furniture, and they will help you with restoration of your priceless antiques, too. And Littlefield & Sons will pick it up and deliver it back to you, and they give you free in-home estimates. For all your high-quality furniture refinishing needs, it's Littlefield & Sons Furniture Service at 251 Jackson Plaza Drive in Ann Arbor. Call 734-668-1700 or visit them on the web at littlefieldfurniture.com.
Do you frequently miss your Sunday church service? Or are you searching for a new, steady place of worship? Then join us Sunday mornings for Wham! Weekend Worship. At 9:30, it starts off with the Christian Science Sentinel. Then at 10, it's Bethlehem United Church of Christ, followed by the First Presbyterian Church of Ann Arbor at 11. At noon, it's the intersection with Pastor Sean Todd, a church unlike any other. And finally, at 12:30, we wrap up the morning with the Lutheran Hour. So join us here at Wham! Radio every Sunday morning, or listen online at whamradio.com.
You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and the Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
And thank you for tuning in and catching my drift here at Wham! Talk 1600. And I want to talk a little bit. Last week, Colin Powell's, this is like the year of hacking. And you can blame the Russians or the Iranians or Anonymous or whoever, but the hacking is going on fast and furious. And what this should actually do is tell people, you know what? Try being honest. Stop trying to hide things and cover things up. Try being a good human being for a change. And Colin Powell was writing a lot of emails, and unfortunately for him, he got hacked. And his emails have shown that he's got some none too good things to say about Hillary Clinton. And oddly enough, let's take a you got track three ready, Derek? Let's listen to this.
Personal emails from Foreign Secretary of State Colin Powell were hacked and leaked, and they revealed some colorful rhetoric about what Powell thinks of the 2016 race. Colin Powell called Donald Trump a, quote, national disgrace. And on Hillary Clinton, he wrote, quote, everything HRC touches, she kind of screws up with hubris. And while Powell called Clinton a friend, he also said that, quote, Clinton comes across as sleazy. And of course, Powell made a not safe or air dismissive reference to Bill Clinton's alleged infidelity. And this morning, Trump responded on Twitter in Trump fashion, writing, quote, I was never a fan of Colin Powell. And after his weak understanding of weapons of mass destruction in Iraq equal disaster, we can do much better. Clinton has dodged questions about Powell and the emails. Okay, John, is this the year of the political hacks? And obviously, this is the highest profile one we've ever seen. What kind of fallout can we see, expect from this leak and in general going forward in the next 55 days in this election and as a country?
Let's start with the easiest one here, just at the level of Colin Powell. You know, this guy has been the most sought-after endorsement of both parties ever since, well, for the last two election cycles. Barack Obama had his endorsement in 2008. It was a big deal when he got it. Everyone expected him to endorse Obama again in 2012, and he did.
Okay, so, yes, right there, what he wrote in certain emails has now eliminated him as a person of any value when it comes to getting an endorsement, right? So you want to talk about a quick change in your value as a human being in Washington, D.C., it's in your emails. Watch what you say, because you know what? They're open to anybody. Once you put stuff out there on the internet, it's all over. You cannot take it back. And somebody's going to copy it. Somebody's going to hack it and do whatever they want to do with it. But one of the other things, which is probably even more important, is Colin Powell let loose in one of his emails that Israel has 200 nuclear weapons. Okay, and this is like one of these big secrets nobody talks about. There's no proof. Israel won't admit it. And it brought up, as I investigated a little bit, I came up with some numbers that kind of surprised me, frankly. Let's talk about nukes in the world right now. This is as of about a week ago. Russia has 7,300 nuclear weapons, with 1,790 of them actually deployed. The U.S. only has 6,970 nuclear weapons, with 1,750 deployed. So they're beating us a little bit, but my guess is our accuracy is probably better on those weapons. France has 300 nuclear weapons. Great Britain has 215 nuclear weapons. Pakistan has between 110 to 130. Now, that should scare you a little bit, because if we don't know if it's 110 or 130, 20 can go missing at any time, right? That should be pretty scary. India is the same way. They got between 100 and 120, best guess. But again, if we don't know exactly, 20 could go missing at any time, and who would know? Israel allegedly could have between 120 to 200 based on plutonium work. They're saying North Korea could have several, and they do. Obviously, they've been testing them, but can they deliver them is a question. And then there's always been the alleged rumors that South Africa actually has a nuclear weapon. Nobody knows for sure. So it makes you wonder, you know, with that kind of firepower out there, is it enough to blow up the world probably 1,000 times over and kill all of us with the nuclear fallout? But for Colin Powell to let that slip in an email, he ought to be thinking, you know, what was he doing? He's no better than Hillary Clinton when it comes to that, right? Very strange. Let's move on, because I wanted to get to this. Derek, track five. This is about the DHS report, which the news media just kind of let slip, but I want to get it in before the end of our show. The White House had a new DHS report on immigration. Let's run that track.
We are back. A stunning new report from the Homeland Security Department that they are not releasing shows that border agents catch only 50% of the immigrants who illegally cross our border, a drastically different figure than the 80% that the Obama administration reports publicly. So now we're learning the White House Domestic Policy Council actually ordered Homeland Security not to release the report. So why would that be? Is the report accurate? William Lajeunesse joins us live from Los Angeles. Hi, William.
Well, Martha, this is an important number. It is one that Congress and the public have been asking for years. Not how many illegal immigrants we catch, we know that, but how many we don't. When you ask the question, this is what the administration points to, the official DHS performance report. And here's their number, 81%. That's the percent of known illegal immigrants apprehended or turned back at the border. It sounds effective, but this new report that taxpayers paid for says that number is misleading, that the probability of getting caught is actually just 51%, not 81, meaning we catch half the illegal immigrants entering. The other half, about 200,000, get in. Now, sources tell us that DHS is suppressing that report for, quote, political reasons, because it would look bad and help elect Donald Trump. However, DHS told me moments ago that is false, that the report simply isn't done. They call it a work in progress.
Okay, so once again, the administration hiding and lying. This is not transparency on any level. And if you think this is bad, wait until Hillary Clinton gets into office, because it'll get only worse. All right, until next week, go to thedailydrift.com. You can email me, Gary at thedailydrift.com, and get the news you need to know. Take care.